The Mirror Lake Community Library is the first library built to serve the citizens of St. Petersburg. The historical record tells us that the citizens of St. Petersburg recognized the need for a public library as early as 1899, when a group of volunteers opened a reading room on Central Avenue. A campaign to secure a Carnegie Library grant began in 1908, but the vision was not realized until W.L. Straub, a prominent citizen, met personally with Carnegie officers late in 1913 and convinced them to offer a grant of $17,500. The construction grant was awarded to W.C. Henry, and the cornerstone for the building was laid on December 19th of 1914. You're currently sitting in the original library building, which officially opened on December 1st, 1915, with a collection of 2,600 volumes. And then over the years, the library, Mirror Lake Library, has undergone a number of expansions and renovations. Some of these expansions made no attempt to preserve the original architecture or design of the building. I personally remember coming into the library when it was painted that awful institutional green. but despite that fact, the library it had fallen into disrepair, but it was placed on the Registry of Historical Places on June 13th of 1986. The city began a phased restoration and an expansion of the library in the 1990s. And the fully restored library opened in May of 1997. And I think it's held up pretty well. Of a total of 14 Carnegie libraries built in Florida from 1901 to 1917, Mirror Lake is one of only two that are still operating as libraries. Since the inception of the Mirror Lake Library, there are now 7 branches serving the various communities of St. Petersburg. And I'd like to say on behalf of the past and present library administration and staff that we thank all of you for helping us to celebrate our 100th anniversary. And we look forward to providing service for you for coming years. Thank you very much. Now I'd like to introduce our library director, Mika Nelson.
Thank you, Sandy. Sandy is our library coordinator here at Mirror Lake, and she and the team do a wonderful job in providing services here to the community. I'd like to just say a moment of just appreciation, really, when Sandy mentions the building and how well it's weathered time. It's not a small feat. It's one of only two libraries, as she said, that still functions as a library today. That was an original Andrew Carnegie, you know, benefacted library. So we're very, very pleased that it is still here and used as a library. A lot of the buildings that do exist have been turned over to various groups and utilized for other purposes rather than library service. And so far, to still be here and to look this great, and I have to give some special thanks to Matthew Holthusen and Tyrone Covington, who are part of the reason why this library looks as great as it does today. Thank you very much for all of your efforts. I welcome you. Deputy Mayor, Mayor Kreisman, I'm so very grateful that you were here today to be able to celebrate this very awesome occasion. 100 years today, on this very day, December 1st, 1915, is when this building opened. And so much has happened during that time. The progress that's been made, the people who've graced its doors, the people who have benefited from the wonderful services and programs provided here, to just think and reflect on 100 years, the families that have been changed, whether it's their youth that have come here to experience children's programming in many of the iterations of this building, the various spots that they've been located, whether it's been business people here downtown who wanted to pop in, try to figure out some information that they need to be able to better themselves and progress. Everyone has truly benefited from this wonderful place and the people that serve within here. The public servants really are what makes this great, in addition to all of the architecture and the design and that historical element that still lives today. It's really, at the heart of it, the service. And so 100 years of service is what I welcome you today to experience and to really relish and celebrate with us. And with that said, I'd like to turn the mic over now to our wonderful Mayor Kreisman, who has some special remarks.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
She looks pretty good for 100 years, doesn't she? Thank you all for being here today. As we like to say, the sun is certainly shining on Mirror Lake and on this beautiful library here. And as St. Petersburg is growing, I've gotten to spend a lot of time at ribbon cuttings for new buildings and new businesses. But it's also nice to come to a place like the Mirror Lake Community Library today to celebrate 100 years. It's important to celebrate things not necessarily that are new, but that are lasting and that have brought joy for a long time. So as we work hard to build a city of opportunity, to be innovative and creative and pursuing our bright and shining future, we must do so in a way, I think, that also honors our past. And we're doing that, I think, in a really wonderful way today. This special library is an important part of our past, and not just for St. Pete. Being listed on the National Registry of Historic Places means that it's an important part of our American history as well. 17,500 to build this place. It just amazes me when you think about that, and today you can barely buy office furniture for that price. And you wonder if we could build something like this again today. I want to thank all of our city library staff for caring so much for the volumes and the resources used by our citizens at this library and around the city, but equally important for caring about those who do utilize the library. You all are the reason that they come. You make a difference for them, and you provide assistance and guidance, and it's important. So we thank you all for all that you do. And for those of you who are friends of the library and supporters of the library, thank you for everything that you all do. You know, libraries have become so much more today than what they were as we were growing up, for some of us at least, that are a little older. They're not only a place where you can read and contemplate and do research, but they've become community centers, gathering places for the community. And so having a place of this magnificence and this beauty here in our city and in this part of our city is so important. So thank you all for everything that you all do, and thank everyone for being here today as we celebrate this 100 years, and may this library have another glorious 100 years to celebrate down the road. Thank you all.
I missed someone earlier, so I do want to also thank and welcome Layla Wilson is here this morning on behalf of Representative Daryl Roussan's office, and we're so glad that you're here to represent her. And now at this time, I will ask the Deputy Mayor to come forward. She has a special reading for us.
Good morning.
Good morning.
As has been said a few times prior now, a century ago, people of St. Petersburg gathered right here on this day in this very special place to celebrate literacy and the role it plays in people's lives. And it's an honor for me today to read to you from Spoon River Anthology, a book that was published in the year of 1915. This book is very interesting in that it is a collection of monologues in the voices of recently departed Midwesterners who share the eternal space of a cemetery. And I like it, especially for today, because it is a reminder that with the power and impact of literature, there really is no death. Our words, especially when they are written, live on forever. This is a bit from its introduction. Spoon River Anthology is widely known, but not well understood. No other volume of American poetry made such an immediate impact, and few have been so influential. It was conceptually stunning, shockingly frank, and stylistically innovative. It was concerned with frustration, struggle, and conflict in America, and was an ambitious portrayal of cultural decline firmly grounded in the specifics of community life. Poetry is one of the most compelling forms of literature, and with pleasure I now read for you the thoughts of a woman named Faith Matheny. Words our neighbors might have read themselves a century ago right here in this special place. At first, you will not know what they mean, and you may never know, and we may never tell you. These sudden flashes in your soul like lambent lightning on snowy clouds at midnight when the moon is full. They come in solitude, or perhaps you sit with your friend, and all at once a silence falls on speech, and his eyes, without a flicker, glow at you. You two have seen the secret together. He sees it in you, and you in him, and there you sit, thrilling, lest the mystery stand before you and strike you dead with a splendor like the sun's. Be brave, all souls who have such visions, as your body's alive, as mine is dead. You're catching a little whiff of the ether reserved for God himself.